Car Doctor here. We were out at SEMA beginning of the month. If you recall, we talked about it. We did the show from there. And the best part about SEMA, I think, after you get through the fanfare and the buzz and seeing the show, is seeing the new products that are out there. And that show is just so gosh darn big. You can't possibly cover it even with five guys that we were. So everybody went out on their own. And, you know, what caught everybody's fancy? Well, Fast Harry came back with what I have to believe is the prize plum of all. Harry brought us a product from the folks at Anti-Gravity Batteries, antigravitybatteries.com. And it's a jump pack. Now, we're all used to booster packs to jumpstart the car that are, you know, the size of a car battery plus the big gigundous carry case that's kind of bulky and cumbersome. And where do you keep it? And Harry found a product that is literally, and I've got one of them here in front of me. This is the XP1 case. That's, I don't think it's bigger than my iPad. In terms of the case, that's the case that it comes in, and then the accessories that are in here. And we thought to take a look at this technology, we would bring the owner of the company of Anti-Gravity Batteries on the air with us to talk about it, Scott Schaefer. Scott, thanks for stopping by the garage. We're glad to have you here on the Car Doctor.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on and inform people a little bit about what we have going on. We have a really great product that basically everybody's going to be able to use in one format or another.
Fast Harry was really impressed with this. Now, I've got to tell you that we saw this, I've seen technology like this, but not quite as well put together as this product is, in the sense that it's small, it works, and the adapters that are in there. So let's start back at the beginning. Here's a product everybody's traditionally seen a lead acid battery used in place of. You're using a lithium-ion battery as a small jump pack. What brought you to this point in time?
Well, originally we started our company to develop a battery for lithium, a lithium battery for racing applications and power sports vehicles, because I did a little bit of racing when I was younger, and we'd go out to the track days, race around the track, and we're always looking to lose a lot of weight and, of course, have our vehicles run better and start better. And lithium ion was being used in Formula One, in IndyCar, exceptionally expensive. And as it turns out, I had a friend who was a battery engineer for SBC Global at the time, a phone company working on bigger storage projects for lithium ion. And I approached him and I said, well, what are the options to create a lightweight battery such as they use in Formula One and so on? So he brought to the table, hey, you can use this type of lithium, and do this, that, and the other. And what you can do is produce a battery that will start the motorcycle, function perfectly in its 12-volt operating system, and then provide 75% weight reduction for the same physical size, the lead-acid battery, while providing two times the crankiness. So from that point, we basically developed the product and started out making 12 in a little warehouse, and now we're at about selling 700 to 1,000 a month. But what has happened is we came with that product in mind and saw how well it started the vehicles, the race bikes and stuff, and then we applied that technology to our cars, and we were finding that these little batteries, literally an inch, could start a V8 motor. So then to take it a step further, I said, how can we develop something that starts the car but can also benefit the consumer who uses the average electronic cell phone, tablet, and so on? So we basically got together with some engineers and figured it all out and put it together and released it probably about a year and a half ago.
Well, because I have the anti-gravity battery, the MicroStart, the XP1 kit in front of me, and this is PPS. This battery isn't any bigger than my cell phone.
Correct.
And yet this will start a car.
Absolutely. It's a lithium polymer battery, and they have the ability to discharge high pulse amperage and in a very, very small package. So it's sort of a takeoff on what a laptop battery is, but they're sort of pumped up in energy and have that ability to really put out a lot of power, and that's what can start the car. They have, like I said, up to four times the cranking power of a lead acid in a similar size physical format.
Now, I noticed there's a couple of adapters in this particular case. Let me see. There's a USB port on the outside. There's a 12-volt, 8-amp pin-style output on the outside. There's a flashlight in the end. This is almost beyond for a car jumper pack, Scott. This looks like it's an emergency, we lost power in the house kind of a thing to have.
Absolutely, and that's what we developed it for, because I wanted to take off from the battery but then have a product that could apply to every situation, be it a student, be it an emergency worker, the auto technician, what have you, they would have something that provides those basic emergency services, should we call them, such as the flashlight. This particular unit that you spoke of, the XP1, has a 19-volt output to charge any PC laptop. It has a 5-volt USB port that charges at 2.1, which is faster than the average 1.1 that you would find from your car cigarette lighter. And then it has a 12-volt out. And then included in the complete kit, it has an accessory that you can adapt any of your electronics to. So once you get the kit, you have the ability to charge from the car itself or from an AC wall charger, as well as all the tips you would need to charge all the electronics I mentioned, including the mini jump start clamps.
Right.
So it's a complete kit, something you can throw under your seat, and it'll hold a charge for roughly 6 months, and you'll always have backup power wherever you go. So that's why we call it the PPS, personal power supply.
And that's a good point. You know, I said to Harry when we were looking at this, because we're you know, going through, we go through each and every product before we put somebody up here on the show to talk to everyone, and we were impressed by the fact, not that just the way this worked, but when I asked Harry that very question, I said, how do we know what it's like in the next 3, 4, 5 months? People don't have time to maintain a charge on a pack. And Fast Harry, the researcher that he is, had read the information, and he's up on lithium ion anyway from his days of playing with the radio control cars. He understands the batteries at a level, not quite like you, but he's in the game. And he said, yeah, lithium ion holds the charge for a very long period of time, so it's not a concern to have to recharge them on a regular basis. And, it's fascinating stuff. Let me ask you this, Scott. How do we know this works? I mean, how did you field test it? Not to put you on the spot, but, you don't just, I'm going to make this product and put it out there. You're selling 700 to 1,000 of them a month. What was the feedback? How did you field test this product before you released it?
Well, we're lithium ion specialists, and that's what we've been since 2009. So all we do is lithium ion batteries. So we knew that the batteries were seasoned and mature in themselves. And then basically we've been, and when I said 1,000 pieces a month, I meant of our regular starter battery. The MicroStarts actually sell about almost 10,000 a month.
Wow.
But yeah, it's an incredible product. But we had done so much testing, and before we even put it out on the market, we spent literally 8 months just grinding this thing into the ground to make sure that it would work, make sure that the clamps would function, because you can't release a product like this and then have failures. That just wouldn't work. And we're a company that basically is very oriented towards high-performance equipment that has to work, and that's what our reputation is built on, and we have a fantastic reputation. So I wanted to make sure every facet of it functioned as we stated it would, and it has, and it's exceeded our expectations.
Well, I've got to tell you, Fast Harry is he's a pretty tough cookie to crack, and he was very impressed when he came back to SEMA, and we had our after show meeting that night at the hotel, and he said, "Listen, we've got to take a look at this product. It's very interesting, the technology that's here." Hey, Scott, I'm going to hold you over for another segment. When we come back, I want to know if maybe you can share with us, and if you can't, we understand. But maybe you can talk to us a little bit about what do you see the next evolution of this product? What's the future look like? In the world of lithium ion jump packs, and what anti-gravity battery is going to do to meet that challenge. So stay put. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
Well, this car is automatic. It's systematic. It's hydromatic. Why, it's greased lightning.
Greased lightning.
We'll get some overhead lifters and four-barrel quads, oh yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We're here this hour talking with Scott Schaefer, the owner of Anti-Gravity Batteries and the MicroStart lithium battery packs. And that's just one of the products that Anti-Gravity Battery sells. And this is really that time of year when we talk to you about technology. We talk to you about stocking stuff for things for the holidays and things that we just experienced this out at the SEMA 2014 show. And we're glad to have Scott here with us. And we know he's there. Scott, you're there, sir.
Yes, I am.
When we took the pause, what we're basically describing for those just tuning in is a product roughly the size of a cell phone, that has the ability to jumpstart the car in an emergency situation, maintain a charge for anywhere from a 4 to 6 month period without recharging. And correct me if I'm wrong here, Scott, but it does a host of other things too. And when I asked you how do you test this, you alluded to the fact that you kind of take it out in the field and beat it up a little bit. And one of those things is you take this camping. Is that a correct statement?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I find myself, well, most people do find themselves, they're using it more for camping and other uses rather than the jump starting. The MicroStart can jump start basically any car up to V8, and we have a model that does diesels, but the fact is all the other applications it can be used for, like for camping, for boaters, for mechanics, for students. All my friends, you know, they give these to their children who are in college and stuff because they're always needing to either charge their tablet, their cell phone, or what have you. They all take them camping now because the LED is bright enough that you could light up your tent, and if you're hiking out at night, it can light up the whole roadway in front of you. So it isn't a small, tiny LED. It's a bright LED. So many of the features are used aside from the jump starter that become more applicable to your normal everyday life. I use one every night, even when I walk out to the, we have our driveway's way in back. I'll pull one out, turn on the flashlight, get out there. So it works for a lot of stuff. The one you were mentioning, that was as small as a cell phone. We actually have four different models, and that's the XP5. That's our smallest unit, and that is capable of starting any V6 up to 4.4 liters.
Right.
But that only does USB charging, so it has jump starting and USB charging, and then the models get progressively with more features, such as we have the XP5, then the XP3, which is another one that has a little more capacity but only does USB, but then the XP1 has the ability to charge laptops, cell phones, and has a 12-volt out that you can use with an ODB memory saver for the auto technicians, and then the XP10 can actually start diesel trucks.
Let me ask you this, Scott. So, you know, if you use an XP1, which looks like it's, you know, it's well, it has more functions on it, more capability. And I don't want to say that to limit any of the other products because I think they're all probably so well thought out. But the XP1, so you use it to charge your laptop out in the woods. And, yeah. You know, does that kill it? Or, you know, how much of a charge, how many times can you charge this before you have to find a wall to plug into with electricity? You know, what's the lifespan of this? And obviously, I guess it's dependent upon the product you're charging it. You're charging
yeah,
two, correct?
Each product has a different capacity. So each product has a certain milliamp, and that's basically generally a milliamp is, if you can imagine a gallon of milk or what have you, it's the capacity that's held within the battery. So for the model, the XP1, for example, it has 12,000 milliamp hours, and that can roughly power a laptop for about 2 to 2.5 hours. Of course, this depends on if you're doing games on it or on the internet or what have you, or have a bigger laptop, but it's on average, it'll power a laptop for about 2, 2.5 hours. It'll charge the average, say, iPhone 5, probably about 6 to 7 times. And start a V8 motor 25 times in a row.
Wow. And, you know, the nice thing is if you jump start the car with the dead battery, you can recharge the battery pack through the cigarette lighter adapter that's included in the kit.
Yeah, absolutely. The kit comes complete with everything you need to do any of the charging for any of the electronics I mentioned or the jump starting.
Yeah. Interesting. Very well thought out. Scott, I want to point out two things. Number one, we're talking about this on your Facebook page, Anti-Gravity Batteries, and the listeners can go out there and see if they want to see an insight. If they want to see the car doctor and see the face made for radio, it's there at Anti-Gravity Batteries on your Facebook page. And then more importantly, there's a website for you, which is?
Yeah, absolutely. We have our main website, which is antigravitybatteries.com, www.antigravitybatteries.com. And what that does is we have two separate product lines. We have our starter batteries that are used for all power sports vehicles, including motorcycles, snowmobiles, watercraft, side-by-side UTVs. And the starter batteries are used in race applications and normal power sports, and we also can put them in normal cars. But then we have the MicroStart also. So if you go to antigravitybatteries.com, you're going to find everything there. But the main site for the MicroStart itself, we have another one called the MicroStart.
Okay.
It needs its own website.
Too. Gotcha. Hey, Scott, real quick, price point on this MicroStart, $200, $100?
The smallest version is the lowest price, and that's at $99.
Gotcha.
And they go up to 209, but the 209 model does the charging of laptops, 12-volt
gotcha.
And 5-volt USB, and starts
hey,
trucks.
Scott, we're going to leave it there. We appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to talking to you again. I'm Ron Anini and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Get your kids.